another hour of What's on Your Mind. Hi, friends. I'm Scott Hinnon, taking your phone calls at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Email studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Lots of your comments buzzing on our Facebook page. Questions of the day on Duck Dynasty. What's the deal? Why is Duck Dynasty shattering all the records? A lot of great comments from our listeners already, including, well, it's about family. You can watch it with the whole family. It's about values. It's about, you know, they're real. That's the word I had in my mind. I love the show. I absolutely love it. But I'm curious if you watch it, if you love it, and why you think it's defying all the records. It's another wildlife topic we're tackling today. The Clean Water, Wildlife, and Parks Trust would be enshrined in the North Dakota Constitution if the sponsoring committee gathers enough signatures and gets it on the ballot in November of 2014. You may be saying, hey, Scott, that's a lifetime from now. I'll worry about it when I have to decide how to vote come November. Well, here's the deal. Here's why we're bringing this up now. One, signatures are being gathered. So you're probably going to be asked, hey, you want to sign to get this on the ballot? So I want you to know what's behind it. And what's behind it is 5% of the oil extraction tax, the state share of the oil extraction tax, would go into a kitty. And 75% of that would be mandated to be spent every year. That's a lot of money, upwards of $90, $100 million if this growth continues in oil production. Every biennium that would be mandated to be spent. Now, here's what they can spend it on. They can dole out grants to nonprofit organizations, state agencies, tribal governments, local governments, political subdivisions. They're taking your money, essentially skimming 5% off the oil extraction tax, big pot of money, and then a group of folks decide, who do we want to give this to? And then what do we give it to them for? Well, things like conserving or acquiring natural areas, parks, and other recreation areas, or provide access for hunting and fishing. Acquire being the key word there. Buy land. Do you want your tax dollars being used to buy land? A lot of feedback on these two topics, and welcome more today on the program. And have you seen any of these photos making their way around social media with uniformed members of the military? Their faces are obscured, but they're you know, there's Marines and other folks. Of, you know, one gentleman here in the looks like the Desert Storm fatigues, all with messages pertaining to not wanting any part in a conflict in Syria. And the theme that we're seeing through this is that, hey, I didn't sign up to become a Marine to go fight on behalf of the rebels in Syria that are connected to Al-Qaeda. A lot of folks weighing in on that. And, you know, here's an example of some of the comments. Obama, I will not deploy to fight for your Al-Qaeda rebels in Syria. Wake up, people. Another in a Marine uniform. And, again, you don't see their faces. You see the uniform. You see them holding up a sign many times in front of their face. This one says, I didn't join the Marine Corps to fight for Al-Qaeda in a Syrian civil war. Another fellow, full-dress Navy uniform. I didn't join the Navy to fight for Al-Qaeda in a Syrian civil war. Another fellow with fatigues on and sunglasses and a cap. I did not join the military to get involved in other countries' civil wars. Stay out of Syria. Question for you on this particular topic. You know, where do you stand? Should members of the military be allowed to publicly post their disagreement with a possible strike on Syria while they are in uniform? There's rules about this. Obviously, in this case, they're obscuring their identity. But we have a lot of folks weighing in on that issue today as well. Here's the telephone number, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Bottom of the hour, Congressman Kevin Cramer will join us. On Wednesdays, we do the talk radio town hall in this hour. Kevin was traveling for a part of the program today, so that's why we're just doing the back half of this hour. He actually is in Montana today, and he's on the way there now. We'll call us as soon as he lands, and we'll begin the talk radio town hall. But he's in Montana for a field hearing discussing the impacts of an Endangered Species Act on sage grouse. So we'll find out about, you know, what they're trying to accomplish with this field hearing on that particular topic, why it's important. Also get his take on Syria and his views on banking regulation, some criticism of his invited guest last week to the oil patch, House Majority Leader Eric Cantor, and any other issues that you have for him on the program today. So all that coming up this hour. Here's some of your comments. I'm going to start with Duck Dynasty. Mostly because I'm revved up about Duck Dynasty because there's so much garbage on TV. It's fun to have a show that you're talking about that's creating buzz that isn't, you know, Miley Cyrus disrobing, right? And, you know, the Video Music Awards or whatever that is wholesome, that is good entertainment. I mean, it provides a lot. These are, you know, bunch of business guys in a business which, by the way, is booming, I might add. But why is this show so darn popular? How do you explain this phenomenon? Why is it one of the most watched shows in the nation? Marla says the real people are finally showing up. Duck Dynasty crew are doing and saying what a lot of people wish they were brave enough to do. Juanito says it's because they're rednecks. Dwayne says, watch it and you'll answer your own question. Well, I have. I have watched it. I do like it. And I believe, like a lot of folks have already said today, it's real. And that's why I think it plays so well. But I'm more interested in what you think. That's why we ask the question, what's on your mind? Susan says, I'm with Marla. They're real people. Nothing phony. They believe in hard work. The faith is real. They're us. Now, if you haven't seen this, they're not afraid of their faith. They pray regularly as a family. You know, you see at their meals, it always includes a family prayer. And a lot of folks have said there's a faith element to this, that their unabashed and unwavering belief in God is very prevalent in there, and that makes it appealing. You think that's what it is? All right. So anyway, a lot of your answers there, and of course, any of our topics are fair game today. Any topic's fair game, always, on What's on Your Mind, and Lloyd in Botno wants to weigh in on one of them. Hello, Lloyd. Welcome to the program.
Hi. Yeah, you know, you're talking about those military guys. You know, they fight for the freedoms that, you know, that for our freedom of speech and everything. Maybe they should have, you know, since they're fighting for those freedoms, maybe they should have get to partake in them a little bit, too.
You know, my sentiments are with you in that regard, in that, look, these who more is to be thanked for putting their life on the line and defending our rights than these guys, right? On the other hand, you have to have some order, right? And there are rules here. So now, would I instigate some giant investigation to find out who these people are who are so far anonymous? No, but do you see a dangerous area at all of sort of saying, hey, in or out of uniform, just say whatever you want? Causing a bit of chaos at all, Lloyd?
Well, I don't think they were saying anything that bad. You know, there's been some suggestions that maybe the rebels caused that that chemical thing, trying to get the U.S. involved, too. I mean, there's a lot of things we don't know what's going on, too.
John Kerry got asked about that yesterday in the hearing. You know, how do you know? And, you know, you saw these folks that I know what they're thinking. They're thinking, how in the world do I reconcile the fact that I was a giant critic of Iraq and their weapons of mass destruction and now sign on to you? But what's fun to watch is they're thinking that, they're squirming. So I was watching Barbara Boxer for a bit yesterday, and she's you know, what's your certainty? How do you know? How do you know? What do they say to you is the reason that who's responsible for these attacks? And John Kerry, like, laughed. He's like, well, I don't know how to answer that. I don't even know, tell you what they're saying. I will say this. If, in fact, their intelligence is flawed, they've gone way out on a limb, haven't they, Lloyd, in suggesting there's no doubt that the regime is responsible for this?
Yeah, I don't know. I really can't give a good analogy because I really don't know exactly what happened. It could be anything, you know. But if they did actually attack them with gas, yeah, that's a bad thing. But, you know, a lot of people are saying World War III and stuff and scaring the hell out of everybody, you know.
But your point is, members of the military, you have no problem with them expressing their opinion.
Well, as long as it doesn't cross the line. I mean, they're just expressing their opinion. There's a lot of people with the same opinion.
You know? Boyd, appreciate the call. Let's get Ed in Bismarck in here as we head to a break. Ed, your take quickly. Hey, let's get Ed to turn his radio down, and then we'll take a break. We'll come back, and Ed will have the honor of going first after our break. Congressman Kevin Cranor with the Talk Radio Town Hall coming up here as well. 800-228-0550. This is What's on Your Mind. Stay cool.
Steve Buchan and Scott Hennin want to know what's on your mind. Call us at 800-228-0550.
Start your journey to health and wellness today with Youngevity. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennin. You've heard the ads for Youngevity. You've heard the stories. I have, too. I've dug into this a little bit, and I tell you what, this company, this product really excites me. You talk to folks who work, and losing weight. Body's literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And then they found Youngevity. Products like Beyond Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. Start taking them, and it'll lose weight in a short period of time. Get results. So listen up, listeners. Go to flagfamily.com. Flagfamily.com. Youngevity, by the way, has hundreds and hundreds of products, but these three are very key to immediate success. You'll see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. So let's get started on a journey to better health and better wellness today. Flagfamily.com. Click the Youngevity link to find out more and get started. Flagfamily.com, Youngevity link.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237. Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
And we're back on What's on Your Mind? 550 K Fire, KCJB 910. In Minot, KLTC Dickinson, AM 1100, The Flag, Fargo, Moorhead, AM 1090, Talk Radio in the Bakken, KTGO. You're home for What's on Your Mind every weekday morning. Honored you're listening. Thank you for being there. Telephone number 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. I'm Scott Hennin. Steve Buchan has been absent for a portion of the program today. Had some other things going on, but he'll be back here shortly. And Congressman Kevin Cranor coming up, too, once he lands in Montana somewhere for that field hearing today. Back to your calls. Ed in Bismarck. Thanks for waiting. You're next.
Hi, Scott.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, this my opinion on this area deal is here. You know, the previous administration, when he was in, he was called a liar and everything else. and we were supposed to be, you know, now all of a sudden we're supposed to believe that there's some major serious going on in Syria over there. My opinion is stay the heck out. This is a civil war, and I do not trust this administration here because he is mistrustful, and all the Republicans are going to do is sit and be bamboozled again into some. He never needs the Republicans for anything else. He does his executive stuff. This, that. Let him do it alone if he wants to do it. My opinion is for that the American people are fed up with these wars and that. Stay the heck out of there. We have no business in there. That's my opinion on it. And all of a sudden, we're supposed to believe him that there is something major going on there. I don't believe this administration at all because they're incompetent in whatever they're doing. They're bringing the country down and everything else. And so why all of a sudden is this Syria deal just so overnight? It's been going on for 2 years, and all of a sudden we're supposed to believe that there's something major going on. I don't believe them at all. Thank you.
So Ed, you're saying, for instance, on the chemical weapons attack, you don't buy the intel on that. You don't think that actually is something the Syrian government is responsible for?
It may be going on, but I'm skeptical if really the leader did do that or if he's being set up for this, just for us to go in and help the opposite party out. I'm not saying it's not going on, but we better be very careful. I'm not very sure if the leader over there did this himself or if the people that want to get in power set him up. They've done this themselves and make it look like he done it. I've heard both sides already on that.
Appreciate the call, Ed. Thank you. Obviously, passionate views on it. We love that about our audience. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. As you know, on Thursdays, we conduct a talk radio town hall. Thanks to Congressman Kevin Cramer clearing his schedule to take your calls on any and all topics. And he has landed in Montana and is on our newsmaker line right now to begin yet another talk radio town hall. Thanks, Congressman Cramer. How are you?
Hey, Scott, I'm doing very well. Thank you. We did literally just land. I'm still in the airplane taxi, so we'll have to do the show. If you hear some background noise, out of respect for the people around me, I'll try to keep it quiet but informative.
Yeah, well, we understand totally. Tell us why you're in Montana. What's going on? You have a field hearing today. What are you hoping to accomplish there?
We have a field hearing on the Endangered Species Act in Billings, and sort of a central location for a number of us. Steve Daines, the congressman here in Montana, is hosting us, but Cynthia Lummis, congresswoman from Wyoming, is participating. She's a member of the Natural Resources Committee. Steve and I are members of. Chairman Doc Hastings from Washington State will be overseeing the hearing, of course. And so we're going to be talking about the greater sage grouse and the Endangered Species Act and the litigation that has run wild in the last 4 or 5 years that is costing taxpayers millions of dollars. It's holding up conservation and certainly holding up multiple use of our federal lands that can be used for things like ranching and grazing, of course, mining, oil development, recreation, and worse than that, it even interferes with conservation efforts because so much money is being used to defend litigation as opposed to conserve our precious natural resources. So that's what we're in Montana for today, to hear from witnesses from the state and local level as well as private landowners.
I have some more questions about that particular issue, and we have some listeners concerned about an ulterior motive, but I'll defer to a caller that wants to weigh in with a question. Jim in Bismarck, sure. Or Congressman Kevin Cramer, go ahead. Jim, are you there? All right, why don't you check with Jim Aaron if he still has a question. I don't hear anything, so I don't know if he's put us on hold to come back to something else or what's going on there. Jim and Bismarck waiting in with our first question. By the way, others welcome at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. We lost Jim, so Jim, call back if you have a question. Specifically on the sage grouse, to North Dakota, what kind of an impact would this have?
Well, it has a pretty dramatic impact because what we've seen is because of pending litigation, because of mega settlements, things like energy development, ranching, are being affected because, of course, it costs taxpayers millions of dollars and it costs the companies millions of dollars to have to reroute, whether it's a transmission line or a pipeline, even coal mining to some degree, although it's just on the edge of the sort of sage grouse critical habitat areas. And so it's pretty dramatic. And our oil and gas division has been doing some work and gathering some data, and I think we'll be providing some written testimony this afternoon on today's hearing. So what happens, Scott, is that just in the last 4 years, for example, there have been 557 lawsuits centered around the Endangered Species Act that, of course, bring everything to a screeching halt. And even though there's no conclusions drawn yet, and many times the lawsuits are designed specifically with that in mind, it creates the uncertainty that, of course, makes it difficult for investments to take place. So it's a pretty big deal in North Dakota. And really, it's an infringement, once again, on states' rights and personal and private property rights.
Freddie in Tioga for Congressman Kevin Cramer on our talk radio town hall. Your question or comment, Freddie, go ahead.
Yeah, kind of off the mark from what you guys have been talking about, but it just seems to me all the talk shows and everything I've been listening to, especially, you know, as far as mainstream media, you can't, you know, count on them to report about anything. But it seems to me that, you know, one of the biggest problems in our country is the fact that that we don't have control of our Federal Reserve, and they gave, you know, the president a long time ago gave control of that and gave emergency powers to where we lost control of the Federal Reserve as far as the government and that. And it just seems to me that we're getting a lot more government, a lot more big government, a lot more taxes just in 100 years. You know, we've got over 100 taxes, you know, taxing this and that, and everything just seems to be going up. How do we gain back control and put back control to the Federal Reserve, back to the government, back to the people, get it away from the bankers?
Well, he raises a lot of very important points, obviously big issues related to monetary policy and the role of the Federal Reserve in really.
We'll get you off the plane. And Freddie, you hang on. You'll get your answer on the other side of the break here. And more of your questions or comments, welcome. It's our Talk Radio Town Hall up against the break. Congressman Kevin Cramer on that question in the Federal Reserve. And more of the Talk Radio Town Hall on what's on your mind after this.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Frack water recycling by Green Technologies. Now more than ever, water is integral to the success of oil and gas operations. Demands for increased environmental stewardship highlight the need for 100% recycling of flowback and produced waters. Green Technologies does it. If the well site location is remote, the challenges and costs of sourcing and disposing of waters becomes even greater, further underscoring the need to recycle water on location. Green Technologies does it. They're the leaders in frack water recycling, using a mobile filter press to provide on-site water treatment to effectively do the job better than anyone. Green Technologies, providing consistently clean, recycled flowback and produced waters. They're also the exclusive distributor of Drill & Dry, the best all-natural absorbent product specially produced for the oil field applications. Call them today for more at 855-246-4312. 855-246-4312, or go online to Green Technologies at gtmwt.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
What's on your mind? It's a Thursday, which means it's the Talk Radio Town Hall. We're chatting today with Congressman Kevin Cramer, taking your calls, questions, and comments. He's on the road in Montana today for a field hearing on the Sage-Grouse Endangered Species Act debate, and we'll be taking more of your calls, questions, and comments. By the way, I want to tell you, this hour of the program brought to you by Green Technologies. Green Technologies are the pros when it comes to on-site recycled water. That's right. That's what we're doing for the oil industry right now. Well site locations are remote. The challenges and costs of sourcing and disposing of water has become even greater. And guess what? They're the leaders in doing it, getting it done. Frack water recycling, utilizing a mobile filter press. They also are the exclusive distributor of Drill and Dry, the best all-natural absorbent products specially produced for oil field applications. Find out more about them at gtmwt.com or call them at 855-246-4312, Green Technologies. Okay, Freddie is still waiting for his answer on the Federal Reserve. Let's go back there.
He's concerned about the Federal Reserve as I am, and how we have monetary policy sort of manipulate the economy. And one of the things I'd say, first, is a bit of a solution. I've always been an advocate for a broader and deeper and more regular audit of the Federal Reserve. While we've sort of given this authority to the Federal Reserve, a quasi-government entity, not a directly a government entity, in some ways we've really given up government authority, but we still have the opportunity and the authority to do audits, and we've started doing some audits, but they're fairly general, and I just think the government needs to get a better handle on what exactly the Federal Reserve is doing. But then on the broader question of monetary policy, my concern, and Freddie didn't raise this, but my greatest concern about it is when inflation hits, and it's bound to. We've seen a slight uptick in interest rates, but what happens is the Federal Reserve keeps money, the cost of money, artificially low, and has for a very long time, out of concern for the recession and how we're going to recover from this recession that we went through. And the problem with that is that if you do it to an extreme and keep interest rates very, very low, and while it's can spur some economic activity, at some point, you know, that's going to come home to roost, and it'll come home in the form of probably pretty dramatic inflation. So we've got some concerns on the horizon. Hopefully we can manage it, you know, gently as opposed to dramatically, and try to avoid a dramatic inflation problem, because if that happens on top of a very sluggish recovery of a recession, we could see a much worse situation economically.
Freddie, thanks for the call. Roger in Bismarck, you're next for Congressman Kevin Cramer. Go ahead.
Yeah, see, I want to talk about Social Security a little bit.
Hi, Roger.
I'll tell you what happened to me. I retired in May, and I have a handicapped daughter that's been in a wheelchair since she was about a third grade.
Sure.
And she's been getting Social Security since she's been on her own.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a letter after I retired that said my daughter might be eligible for more benefits. So she applied for that. Okay, they gave her $400 a month more. But then they raised her rent. They cut her food stamps. They cut her SIS. And she's ending up total she's $100, getting $100 less than she did before. Mm-hmm. And we went up and checked on it, make sure, and they said yes. And you have to, she has to apply for it, or she loses everything. Now, something's wrong with this system.
Yeah, that is, I would agree. The way you just described it, something is wrong with this system. And I'm not shocked that there's something wrong with it, because we have so many perverse incentives built into our social service programs. Roger, if you don't mind, have you had anybody, any member of Congress take up the case?
No, when I go up there, they just tell me, you know, she has to apply for it, and that's it. That's the way the law is, and there's nothing we can do about it.
Here's what we're going to do, Roger, if you would. I'm going to have Aaron take his number off the air, and we can get your office in touch with him, Kevin. How about that?
I'd like to do that, Scott. Roger, because I'd like to, you know, see for myself if you want to have somebody on my team go directly to, you know, to an inquiry that maybe we could figure something out. No guarantees, but, again, it doesn't surprise me that it's as messed up as it is, but it ought not be. We ought to be able to see if we can fix at least your specific situation.
So hold tight, Roger, if you will, and Aaron will pick up the phone, and he'll get your telephone number and name and info, and we'll pass it on to Congressman Kramer's office, and somebody will be in touch. Appreciate the call. And sometimes it's just easier to do that on situations that require a little more investigation and some personal details and whatnot. Bill in Bismarck, next for Congressman Kevin Kramer on the Talk Radio Town Hall today on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Bill.
Hey, this Syrian thing really has got me completely just baffled. First of all, the incompetency of the administration and waiting so long to be getting involved in this. They had opportunities way back, at least a year, year and a half ago, to try and get some sort of process that going to help them people out. I mean, if we took out Assad tomorrow, shot him through the head with a sniper round, who is going to take those chemical weapons then? We've got a country full of Al-Qaeda. We've got all kinds of radicals in there. My God, talk about anarchy. You know, there's no talk about this when Assad falls of how we're going to control all these chemical weapons sitting there. I mean, Al-Qaeda is just going to be licking their lips waiting to get onto this, getting these weapons. I mean, can you imagine what would happen? So
Bill raises, Bill, you really raised the ultimate point with the Syrian situation, and that is, who would you replace Assad with? You're right, a couple of years ago, even when true, you know, spontaneous and grassroots freedom lovers were rising up, we sat on the sidelines, like we have so many times when there's been an injustice. And in the meantime, Al-Qaeda filled that gap. And so you're right, we'd be replacing Assad probably with Al-Qaeda. And we're not, you know, we don't want to commit boots on the ground if we even do go in with missiles, which means that who's going to guard the weapons? And it would be no small matter to do that, the chemicals. The incompetence and really the indecision of the president over the course of the last 2 years is what's brought us here. And his indecision just over the last couple of weeks continues to raise concerns for me. Now, that said, Syria is not an insignificant issue to the national security of the United States. It's, you know, obviously it borders Israel. It is, Syria is, and Assad is a surrogate of the supreme ruler of Iran, which is, you know, has already stated their, desire to obliterate Israel and come after the United States next. They're building their nuclear capabilities as we speak, and our administration over the last several years has been, you know, pretty much sat on its hands. Now, the more recent Iranian actions were with you know, holding back important supplies and whatnot has been somewhat helpful, but the sanctions have not been enough, and we're sort of again sitting there floundering, wondering what is our mission, what is our goal, what is our strategy, and with all of that uncertainty, I find it very difficult to support a military action at this point, especially what, you know, military action the president has proposed in the form of his resolution. That said, I will be on a phone briefing later this afternoon with leadership, and then we'll be in a classified briefing again on Monday. I remain skeptical, but want to give the benefit of the doubt to the leaders in hopes that we can get some clarification. But short of a very clear goal, clear mission, and a clear understanding of America's interest, I remain remain skeptical of supporting a war resolution.
I'm happy to hear that, Dan. You know, my last to close this discussion up is, where's the rest of the world? Doesn't the rest of the world care about their oil? Doesn't the rest of the world care about what's going on over there? You know, what are we going to do? We're going to attack every country in the world, like China, if they want to use chemical weapons on their people, or Russia, we're going to go and attack them and throw some missiles at them. I mean, what's this? It's just crazy.
Yeah. Well, you're right. And you know, one of the more amusing, I suppose you could call it, if it weren't so tragic, political scenarios here is to watch all of these people, including Barack Obama, who called George Bush a cowboy for taking out a guy like Saddam Hussein, whose atrocities with chemical weapons against his own people were 1,000% plus more severe than this. While the world maybe didn't like us so much, at least they respected us, and now we have neither the world's affection nor their respect, and it becomes a bigger problem. At the same time, the United States of America has always been the leader of liberty in the world, and we've always carried this extra burden, and you know, it's part of being who we are.
Bill, appreciate the call. Thank you. Others welcome at 800-228-0550. You know, the questions he raised, you're hearing all over the place from a lot of other folks. President Obama has said the credibility of the United States of America is on the line. That's obviously a pretty, you know, I mean, that's a strong statement to say, hey, you with me, Kevin? Otherwise, you know, you're putting our credibility on the line. And, you know, is even staking his own credibility on this, but not really making the case, right? I mean, in other words, make the case. In other words, the public support is not there right now. It requires somebody to make the case. We can't even convince our allies. So, and that seems to be the biggest challenge right now, doesn't it?
Right. We can't convince our allies, and we can't convince our own citizens. And that's not an important piece of all of this. So, with regard to the credibility of the United States, Chuck Hagel said the same thing. Secretary Hagel said it, I think, in a hearing yesterday. But you know, my job is not to ensure that Barack Obama's credibility is intact while he waffles all over the place on issues in the Middle East or around the world. This is why it's important to have experienced leadership in the White House. Unfortunately, we don't, but we have who we have. And I'm not going to bail him out. My obligation is to the people of North Dakota and to the security of the United States, and he hasn't made that case yet.
I'm just trying to interpret his comments. These were just today in Sweden, but it looks like he's saying that his credibility is not on the line, but yours is. Congress's is, the American public is. So that's sort of a, hey, I've said I'm going to do it. Now it's up to you guys. So this seems like the amateur hour at work here.
If it came down to that, Scott, he would have attacked right away and used the War Powers Act to call us back into session and then, reported within 48 hours and made the case that way. So if he was confident of that credibility issue, I would have guessed, I would think he would have done what he said he was going to do and could do. I think he got spooked by the United Kingdom when Parliament voted, you know, opposite of their leader, John Cameron, and that scared him. And so the president came to us, the people's representatives, and put the ball in our court. So we want.
When do you anticipate the vote will happen on this in the House?
Well, it's a good question because I'm not sure if the resolution will begin in the House or the Senate. I know the Senate has an alternative resolution now. The House no doubt will. I suspect it'll start in the Senate, but I think it'll happen quickly, Scott. As you know.
All right, short break. Back with more with Congressman Kevin Cramer on the Talk Radio Town Hall after this timeout. Folks, don't go.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
If you need a building for any reason, you need Bach & Bruce. We're talking hangars, as in put airplanes in them. We're talking industrial uses. We're talking garages, workshops, trucking, agriculture, horse barns, arenas, storage buildings, warehouse. They built churches. They built schools. They built fire and police stations. And guess what? If you call them and get a free quote, you're going to see why thousands and thousands of people in the Bakken every day are finding out why legacy steel buildings are the industry leader in providing superior quality, service, and durability at the most competitive prices. But here's the deal. Everybody tells you that, right? It sounds like a sales pitch. Call Bach & Bruce, Bruce Anker, and the team at Legacy Steel Buildings, 800-237-9620. Bruce and his brother Wayne and their family have been building buildings in this part of the world forever. They'll help you out. 800-237-9620. Tell them Scott sent you.
It's a modern-day gold rush. Black gold, that is. North Dakota is the nation's second leading oil producer, pumping out over 793,000 barrels a day. Stop. This just in. Apex is hiring mechanical engineers and plumbers now. The right candidates earn $25 to $35 an hour depending on experience. Call Jim at 701-651-6753. That's 701-651-6753. Apex USA is an equal opportunity employer.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes? Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Attention homeschoolers, teachers, and students of all ages. Now there's a way to learn English grammar using the Holy Bible. Sacred Grammar is a unique book that teaches all of the fundamentals of English grammar using Bible verses. Affordable and simple to use, it's a superb supplement and a great teacher's aid. Whether your focus is teaching children at home, strengthening your own writing skills, or just speaking proper English, Sacred Grammar offers all the tools you'll ever need. Learn to use words through His Word. For more information, go to sacredgrammar.com at sacredgrammar.com.
You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and the FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, "The evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display undeniably every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and the destruction of the Constitution. Fortunately, there is something you can do about it. Learn how to be invisible, lock down your privacy, and even disappear forever. Go to privacylockdown.com to learn how. That's privacylockdown.com.
This is the Talk Radio Town Hall. Congressman Kevin Cramer joins us Thursdays on the program. He's in Montana for a field hearing on the Endangered Species Act, including the sage grouse. Obviously a very important issue for North Dakota. And taking your calls from his constituents. And Justin and Dickinson is next for the congressman. Go ahead, Justin.
Morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Hi, Justin. I'm looking forward to coming to Dickinson Friday for a coffee with Cramer.
Oh, sounds good.
Yeah.
Sounds good. Well, I just got a question, and you can correct me if I'm wrong on this, but after the Benghazi debacle of a year ago, I believe it was the CIA head at the time had confirmed that the rebels in Syria had actually taken a Syrian militant base holding chemical weapons. Is that correct? Do you recall that?
You know, I don't recall that, Justin. I'll certainly, you know, check it out. You may very well be correct, but you do raise another important issue, and it came up at my town hall yesterday in Minot, my coffee with Cramer event in Minot yesterday, and that is, of course, the Benghazi is just one example of, although it's a very dramatic example, but one example of what we've just been talking about, and that is this president's lack of clarity and, worse, lack of conviction on the part of our citizens in harm's way. So are we going to trust him one more time with a mission in Syria that is not well defined, without clear goals and objectives, and you know, and with somebody who's been all over the board in the last week or two on this topic, and then reminding us, Justin, that you know, we still have unresolved issues in Syria due to the, his lack of conviction, or somebody's lack of conviction on protecting that protecting the Benghazi ambassador and staff. So you raise a very important problem, and it's really a character problem, I think, with this administration.
Appreciate the call. And by the way, Kevin, we'll be at the Perkins Meeting Room, 188 Museum Drive in Dickinson tomorrow, 9 to 10 Mountain. That's Friday, rather. Not tomorrow. Friday, right?
Friday, yes. Yeah. You know, we've had these Coffee with Kramer events have been absolutely fantastic, Scott. We've had such, like your show, like this show, such thoughtful and diverse ideas and questions and respectful North Dakotans, as always, that are very, very engaged in their government. And it's been just a great opportunity for me to hear from people and meet people and look them in the eye and let them look me in the eye. So it's been awesome.
Yes, and been one of Bismarck now, Minot, and then Dickinson next for the town hall.
And then we're going east later in the month. So we'll be announcing some dates and locations later.
Chris in Starkweather for Congressman Kramer. Go ahead, Chris. Hello, Chris. Let's go to Chris in, line three. There we go. Chris, go ahead.
It's Curtis.
Oh, Curtis. Go ahead, Curtis. Sorry. Gotcha.
Yeah. Good morning.
Hi, Curtis.
I am very much in favor of defunding Obamacare. We have got to do something. If this thing ever gets implemented, we are going to be in big trouble. I would like to know that you are on board with defunding Obamacare, if that's what it takes. We got the votes, or we've got the House. The House is where funding starts. We can get this done.
I want to just piggyback on to Chris's question. We have a Facebook comment from Bill asking why Congress is exempt from Obamacare, but we are not as well. So that question comes up, and I think it came up last week after you were gone as well. So quick answer to both questions.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. First of all, Congress is not exempt from Obamacare, nor are their staff members. The president did issue or asked his DHS to issue some executive order just while we were leaving town for the summer recess. We have to look more into it when we get back. I've written a letter expressing concern about that, where now we're relieved of Obamacare, because we're not. That's part of the law. We have to go into the exchanges. We will have the worst health care like so many others. The question becomes what portion of the premium can be paid for by your employer, in this case, the White House or Congress, or, you know, so it's really an issue of government support or employer support for the premiums, not whether or not you go into Obamacare. That is in the law. We will go into Obamacare. So I'll know more about when we get back and explore it a little bit, but we are not exempt from Obamacare. Now, Curtis's point was about defunding Obamacare as a strategy and the House's role in all of that. Now, the House of Representatives, of course, have 234 Republican votes that will vote to defund Obamacare and have 40 times to repeal it, defund parts of it, unauthorize the IRS from carrying it out. We've done it many, many times. In my short time in Congress, I've had three opportunities, and I've seized on all of them, including, by the way, a 10-year balanced budget, which defunds Obamacare completely. I think what Curtis is hearing about and probably responding to is that there are folks who want us to use the budget at the end of September, the continuing resolution, most likely. That's the way the government will be funded going forward. Continuing resolutions are in lieu of the appropriate appropriations process, which we haven't been able to engage the Senate in for several years. And so budgets start in the House. And with the continuing resolution, we have one of the options we have is to fund the government, because people want their government funded. We know that. The idea of shutting down the government is not something that is viewed favorably by the public. It funds everything except Obamacare, and then send that to the Senate. And Curtis is right, it starts in the House, but it doesn't end in the House.
We're gonna have to pick up that topic again. I know it's a hot one. Chris, appreciate your call. Others have called about it as well, and we'll continue to follow it next week on Talk Radio Town Hall Wednesday with Congressman Kramer. Thanks, Kevin. Appreciate the update.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
In collaboration with South Dakota and Minnesota, the North Dakota Soybean Council is engaged in a project designed to change the way soybean buyers define protein quality. For many years, crude protein has been the conventional measure of soybean protein quality. Yet soybean farmers in our region have lower crude protein levels due to environmental conditions. Careful analysis through several years of research has shown that the protein quality of northern soybeans is much better thanks to their higher concentrations of essential amino acids. Thanks to your checkoff dollars, we are able to conduct this research and educate international buyers on the fact that amino acid content is the more complete and accurate indicator of soybean feeding value. This will ultimately lead to increased market share and higher returns to soybean farmers in this region.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LaCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LaCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LaCig.com. And LaCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LaCig.com, spelled LECIG.com. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Alabama, it's coming, and it's the event you and your family will not want to miss. The Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 7th and 8th, at the newly renovated Oxford Civic Center in Oxford, Alabama, where admission is totally free. There's something for everyone. Free classes and seminars on topics like food preparation, food harvesting, and food preservation. Free giveaways every 30 minutes. You could win seed kits, food, doTERRA oil, starter kits, water filters, and more, including a year's supply of food. Guest speakers include Bob from Black Dog Survival School, Mike from White Harvest Seeds, Dr. Tom Stoner from Dr. Med Kits, and more. And be sure to stop by and check out the Youngevity booth, the Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, September 7th and 8th, a weekend of education and preparation that's totally free to attend. Don't forget, the Country Inn and Suites in Oxford has special rates available for those who attend the expo. Get all the details at thesouthernpreppers.com. That's thesouthernpreppers.com.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the importance of proper digestion.
Make sure you take a look at the ultimate enzyme product. They're made with bile salts and fat digestion enzymes and protein digestive enzymes. And not only do the ultimate enzymes give you obvious benefits for digestion, but they can also help keep your blood flowing through your circulatory system. As most of you probably know by now, thick, sludgy, clotting blood is a serious risk factor for heart disease and stroke. Clearly, inappropriate and excessive blood clotting is a major health issue, and thick, sludgy blood is not just about heart health either. Sludgy blood can compromise oxygenation and nutrient delivery to all your cells and tissues and organs, and ultimately lead to almost any health issue you can name.
Concerned about proper digestion and heart health? Order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470, or on the web at brightsidemen.com. That's brightsidemen.com. Order today.